Ladies and gentlemen, take my advice.
Standing, ladies and gentlemen, this regular special meeting, the Land Use Committee.
I left my other breath.
Board of Alderman, it is Tuesday, October 9, 2012. I am Ted Hessenhan, I'm the Chair of the Land Use Committee and Alderman at Large from Ward 3. With me tonight, at the beginning of the meeting, members of the committee include Alderman Carl Merrill, Alderman at Large from Ward 1, Alderman Susan Albright, who's an Alderman at Large from Ward 2, Alderman Crossley, who's an Alderman at Large from Ward 5, Alderman Mark Vader, who's just coming in, who's an Alderman at Large from Ward 7, the Vice Chairman of the Committee, Alderman at Large from Ward 8, Mitch Fishman. Also with us at the start of this evening's meeting, among the Aldermen, at least, is Alderman at Large from Ethan Fuller, who is from Ward 7, and Alderman at Large from Danver, who is from Ward 5. Happy birthday. Excuse me, 6.
Thank you.
I mean, it is your birthday, though, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I was 50% right, so.
This is why I'm doing the plot.
Yeah. I don't believe that. Also, with us at the start of the meeting tonight, we have our to her right and her left is Alessandra Anon, our senior planner. And to her right and her left is Judy Rom, Associate City Solicitor from the Law Department, who staffs our committee. I think I got all the important people, or at least the elected people, and appointed folks. Anybody else here tonight, Okay. So we have a number of public hearings tonight. And so without further ado, by the way, what we're going to do tonight is we're going to take each of the items of public hearing. At some point tonight, we're going to be joined by the Planning and Development Committee, where we thought the zoning change for this evening as well. And they need to be there for that. And in addition to all that, I anticipate time permitting, I can't guarantee we'll have the time, but time permitting, we will try and have a working session on two of these items. And again, if you are interested in either of those items, please stick around and I'll announce them when we get to them. I need to let you all know that this evening's proceedings are being audio recorded. Procedure here is for the public hearings is that I give the petitioner an opportunity to present. I want to make sure that it's a brief description of the project. We do have a planning memo which goes into greater depth on all of these subjects, but it's a brief description of the project, the relief you're requesting, and why you think you're entitled to the relief. After the presentation, you all get a chance to ask any questions they may have, and after that, unless there's anything else, we'll open it up to the public to give their comments on each of these items. When you do come to speak, please come up to the rostrum, speak directly into the mic. It's the only way we can really hear you from here, but it's also being recorded, as I said, and we would like to get the benefit of your thoughts. If at any time you want to submit comments in writing, please feel free to do that. If you know someone who missed a meeting tonight and wanted to be here, please let them know that they'll submit their comments in writing. And you should send them to our committee clerk of the community, either by email, snail mail, or by personal computer, if they want to do that. So, unless there's anything else, I'm going to take up our first public hearing tonight. Petition number 259-12, 9 Ripley LLC petition for a special permit site plan approval to add an attached dwelling to an existing dwelling and to construct two additional attached dwellings for a total of 4 dwellings. To waive setback requirements, allow a driveway 5 feet from the side lot line, construct a retaining wall greater than 4 feet in height within a required setback, and to allow parking within the required setbacks at the 9 Ripley Street, Ward 6, City Center, on the land known as SPL 65-1920, containing approximately 19,367 square feet of land in the district zone, multi-residence 1. I see you have these double planned here this evening, so please make sure you just introduce yourself and who you represent.
Thank you, Mr.
Chairman. For the record, my name is Stephen Bookbinder. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Schlesinger Bookbinder, with offices at 1200 Longman Street in Newton. I'm here this evening representing the petitioner, 9 Ripley LLC, whose principals, Corey Bio and Greg Cohen, are with me tonight. Also with me are surveyor and civil engineer, Joe Porter, and our architect, Edgar Coons. And you'll note on the area plan, this is the site that's shown here in green. The property, as you already noted, consists of a 19,637 square foot lot in a multi-residence one zone. It's bordered by Ripley Street to the north, and this is Ripley Street, by single and two family properties to the east and west, and a two-unit condominium to the south. The next shot is a photo of the existing conditions at the site. The site is currently improved with a single-family home, which you'll see right here, which is at the end of a long driveway that goes up a slope. That home was originally constructed back in 1866 as a carriage house to which dwelling on Herrick Road. The building was subsequently converted to a single-family dwelling in 1922, and a garage was added to the building in 1929. This slide shows an overview of the existing conditions. In blue is the existing single-family dwelling, and the existing driveway is shown here in the red. The next shot, the proposed conditions, again, this is the existing dwelling, and the intent is to add three additional dwelling units. One would be attached to the existing single-family dwelling, and a new structure containing two units, one in the front and one behind it, would be constructed under the proposal. Each of the new dwellings would contain three bedrooms, and the existing dwelling would be maintained as a four-bedroom unit. New driveways have been designed to provide easy access to each of the units. So there are actually two driveways. One is here, which leads to the two units at the front of the site, and the other driveway is here, which leads to the existing unit and the new unit proposed at the rear. Additionally, while each of the units have interior garage spaces, there are also three parking stalls which have been proposed. This stall here is intended as the second unit after the existing dwelling. These two are intended as guest parking, and I'll say a few things more about those spaces in a moment. The following series of slides shows renderings of the proposed development from a variety of angles. This, of course, is the overview of the area shot. This is the existing dwelling here, the new dwelling proposed to be attached to it, and two new dwellings and a new structure at the front, with driveway here and a driveway here. As you can see, the architect has designed the new dwellings to be consistent with the predominantly Victorian-style architecture of the existing dwelling and also other neighboring properties on the Ripley Street and Chase Streets. He has also replaced the roof of the existing structure with a mansard-style design, which you can see here, and we'll have some of the close-ups of that, which our research has discovered is the original design of the 1866 carriage house. This roof design is viewed favorably by the New York Historic Commission. We now just have to kind of go around in circle, and we're going to take a look at the proposed development for number shots. This is looking head-on from Ripley Street again, the existing dwelling back here and the new units. And you'll see from this locus map, I'm going to just keep going around. This is from a shot looking this way. These are the two units in front. And the next shot in the northwest, you're actually looking, that's the existing dwelling back here, the new unit next to it, and the two new units in front. Again, from another shot, you'll see the back, and then finally from the side, that existing dwelling, and then the new dwellings. As stated previously, the existing dwelling will be maintained as a four-bedroom unit. Each of the others will have three bedrooms. And this table breaks down the number of bedrooms and square footage for each unit. And you'll see here the unit number. The existing house is one, the unit attached to it is two, and then three and four are the two new units in the front. Unit three, you'll note, is somewhat smaller. Again, these are three bedrooms, and there's a four-bedroom unit. It's a total of 10,191 square feet of total living space. At this time, I want to introduce Evan Prince, who will say a few words about the design of the project.
Hello, my name is Evan Prince from Quinn Associates in Boston. We're the architects for this project at Nye Ripley. The existing photo here, which Steve has shown you, shows the driveway that is actually quite sloped. In fact, the slope from the street to the back corner of the site is over 20 feet in height. A lot of that height is actually in the first third of the site. Also, the site is heavily treed, or substantially treed, toward the front third as well, and basically without trees for the remainder of the site. This is the bird's eye view, which is generated to help us work through the design and the process. It illustrates the surrounding buildings, which there are basically four. Two on the roof, from Herrick and one on Chase, which you can see on the right hand side, which is the cable roof. Generation of the newer buildings, number one and the two room answer groups in the back. Second one was designed to mimic it and complement it. We worked through the historic measures on these two structures. Relative to the amount of coverage and offset that they were willing to create. They will similarly construct it with the same materials and groups and also the same stuff of the driveway, it serves both the new structure, which is the one for the designed to work with the driveway circling around to the right. Now, part of the reason for this relocation of the driveway is, in fact, we met the fire department and have taken their criteria, which you see there is mostly following their design and their radius requirements, et cetera, et cetera. We wanted to maintain a good deal of the open space feel of the site around each of the new structures, so you can see green around them all. Now, moving on to the panorama slide, this is a view from across the street, right, elevated a little bit so you can see the site. But one of the things that this view shows you is that we offset the new structure to the left on the site so that none of the buildings on the site were actually obscured. So we minimized the aspect of the original buildings being on the back side rather than on the front. One of the nice aspects of the two in the back is they're higher up than the ones on the front, like about up to 10 feet. And speaking of the grade, what we've done is we've capitalized on that by, in fact, recessing the basements, which are for the rear of each of those structures, are completely underground. And in the front, they're about 5 feet, or 4 feet above grade. Incorporated ramps to the garage spaces that we included in the basements for all four units. Moving on to the close-up stonework on both on the ramp and the painting wall and down in the garage area. And Victorian detail on the handrails around the front porch. On the top, I can't see it, but on the top of the corner bay, it's a cabinet bay, is a weather vane, which is indicative of some of the earlier structures in this neighborhood and surrounding neighborhoods. Thank you very much.
Joe, do you want to come up and say a couple words about the utilities?
My name is Joe Ford. I'm with DTP Associates, offices at 132 Adams Street, New Jersey. This project has been serviced by new sewer line as well as some